Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. Beverly Williams is our guest, and I'm glad she's here, too, because otherwise it wouldn't be nearly as much fun. Beverly is the 2002 Home-Based Business Advocate of the Year, chosen by the SBA, only about 10 years too late, or later than it should have been, I should say. And she's the author, along with Don Cooper, of The 30-Second Commute, and there isn't a human being on the planet, probably in the universe, who knows more about home-based business than Beverly Williams, and the good news is she's our friend. Beverly, welcome back. Are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, there you are. All right. I thought maybe I'd said something to make you mad already, but...
Well, it wouldn't be the first time, but I wouldn't go away. So
I did my best, Beverly. I gave you my best shot there.
Yeah.
Beverly, as you know, and as I told the audience earlier, I'm five cities into a six-city tour. Mm-hmm. Working with IBM on helping small and mid-sized companies understand the challenges and the resources available to fight cybersecurity. Cyber crime.
Mm-hmm.
To have cybersecurity, I should say, not only as you enter the network, but also on your network and inside your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like, if it's okay, I know that this is an area that you talk about as well. I'd like to talk to our home-based business folks out there and our micropreneurs out there about cybersecurity and some of the different things that are going on. One of the things that I found out this year, Beverly, is that in 2005, cybercrime, I should say, cost America's small businesses $62 billion.
Wow. Wow, that's a little unsettling, isn't it?
I also found out that three out of four people who were polled believed that they were more likely to be a victim of cybercrime than they were of a physical crime.
Okay.
How about that? Think about it. I mean, this is something that didn't exist 10 years ago.
Well, yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're right. It is something that is, well, I don't know how new it is, but probably the awareness of this type of crime is becoming more and more.
Well, the point I'm making is that we didn't have, you know, there wasn't any cybercrime on the 10 years ago because all there was maybe a few hackers out there, a few pimple-faced teenagers, you know, who didn't have enough to do. But that whole environment has morphed from those troublesome hackers to organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Criminal organizations and people who are trying to get identities. They're mm-hmm. trying to steal your identity. They're trying to use your computer as a zombie, they call it, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing that I want to get across, Beverly, is, and I know that you talk about this when you talk to home-based business owners, is that all you have to do to fight 99.9% of this, especially as small business owners, is to have a good security program on your computer, like from McAfee or Norton or one of those guys.
Exactly. In fact, I was teaching a class last night on getting to know your computer, and these were people who were starting businesses from their home particularly and using their home computers, and some of them had no real understanding of the computer yet. They haven't had to use it for various reasons, and trying to help them understand how it's possible for somebody to get that information. You could just see their eyes getting bigger and bigger. And we actually went out on the Internet and explored some of the information that's available on there. It's a little daunting
yeah.
for people to understand. And you're right, it is very, I hate to say simple, because nothing is ever simple anymore. But there are certainly fairly easy ways for you to protect yourself.
Well, for 30 to 40 bucks a year, you can have the latest, most up-to-date security that on your desktop.
Mm-hmm.
If you'll buy the whole suite, that'll give you a firewall to prevent any kind of a of a program from getting through on the internet, it'll zap any kind of a virus or a worm or anything like that that comes through your email. Mm-hmm. You can even get spam blockers. There are a lot of different things you can get. I encourage them to get the whole suite, all four or five mm-hmm. other things for like $30-$40 a year. The people I worry about, Beverly, are the, as you know, so many home-based business owners not only are beginning their career as a business owner, but they're beginning their career online. It's not, mm-hmm. I'm not saying they've never used a computer before, but up to now it's probably just been, you know, to do a little emailing and IMing and you know, nothing heavy.
Right.
And now they've probably got a web strategy.
Mm-hmm. Right? Exactly. Exactly.
And so, and they maybe have customer information that they've collected because their customers are doing business with them.
Uh-huh.
They've got that in their email. They've got that in their, you know, their address books or whatever. And there are people out there. There's people out there who would like that information, and they're trying to find out where you are, who you are, and how they can get to you.
Uh-huh.
And think about it. What if you could avoid car wrecks for $40 a year? I mean, would you do it?
Yeah, well, absolutely.
What if your insurance on your house was $40 a year? You know, would you do it? Of course you would.
Mm-hmm.
And most home-based business owners, Beverly, as you know, after not very long at all, more of the value of their business is on their computer than in their room.
That's correct.
In their
That's
house.
Exactly correct. It's no longer in file cabinets and in their head and on pieces of paper. It's in their computer. The other thing I'm finding is so many of them, as you said, have used the computer before, but they've never really spent a lot of time online or had their business in their computer. And now, not only are they spending more time online and becoming more vulnerable, but they have hooked up to high-speed internet or these other things that keep them online all the time, and they don't realize how vulnerable that makes them as well.
And good for them for doing that.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
But, folks, when you get in your car, do you buckle your seatbelt? Of course you do. So when you turn your computer on, make sure there's a security system in there. It's like a seatbelt.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And one of the other things that I think is a problem, Jim, is that people don't keep updated with the information. And I know the programs and the companies try to make it very, very easy for us by sending us reminders, by having automatic update.
Right. That's the coolest thing.
Oh, yeah.
Those automatic updates. I don't even have to do anything, folks. All I have to do is hit a little button that says, I recognize that I've just received one.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to talk about, we're going to take a quick break, Beverly. When we come back, we got more of this to talk about. We got a few more things I want to tell you about that, and Beverly will too. And we'll do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Say the same words to someone else.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true.
The voice of Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, lead singer of The Platters. Classic song. Much too old for Beverly. Beverly Williams doesn't remember that, I know. Right, Beverly?
Oh, you're being really kind today, aren't you?
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. I'm Jim Blassingame, and Beverly Williams is the author of The 30-Second Commute, along with the co-author, Don Cooper. And Beverly, give us the website, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
That's where they can find the book and a lot of other stuff there, right?
Right, yes. Lots of information about starting and operating a business from home.
Beverly, we're talking about cybersecurity, and
mm-hmm.
and the classic myth that micropreneurs and small businesses and home-based businesses tell themselves is, well, you know, who would want to get into my stuff? Who would want my stuff? Why would it? You know, nobody would come into my stuff. Well, and you know why I know that they say that? Because I used to say that.
Uh huh.
Back before we really, I mean, I'm talking years ago. You know, I've been online since in the 80s, I bought my first modem in like 1985 or 6 or something like that. but the thing about it is that I used to have that attitude. But there are a couple of things out there, folks, that you need to know about. One of them is phishing. And Beverly, I'm sure you've talked to your folks about that.
I have, and I spell it for them so they recognize it when they see it. P-H instead of an F.
It's not F. It's P-H, I-S-H-I-E. Mm-hmm. And folks, this is have you gotten an email that says take a survey and get a bunch of chocolate.
Uh-huh.
Take a survey and win a new car. Take a survey and we'll send you a dozen a case of Cokes or whatever. You know, if you see anything like it, or your eBay account has expired, or Bank of America would like to update your records, and you don't even do business with Bank of America, maybe. Those are phishing scams.
Mm-hmm.
And all they want you to do is click on their link. Now they found you, and if you don't have any kind of protection, your computer can become what they call a zombie,
mm-hmm.
and they can literally launch an attack from your computer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, there's another one that I'd like to warn them about, and that is, when you get something that says to unsubscribe to this, click here.
Right.
Don't do it. Put it on your blocked list because that's the same thing. If you respond, they know they've got a live email.
Right.
So be very, very careful. I think that is one of the difficult things for people. And like you said, people are sitting at home, isolated in their home office. Hopefully they've heard us over the years tell them how they can be less isolated.
Well, the smart ones now.
Yeah, when you're sitting in your home office and you're working away very hard and you get emails or some advertisement that says, you know, you got to do this, be really careful. Really, really careful. There's, as you said, too much information on your computer about you personally and about your clientele that could be very dangerous.
The other thing is one of these days, if you don't, one of these days you could have a knock on the door, and it's the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying, I'm not saying they're going to rough you up or arrest you, but at the very least, what they're going to say is, we believe that a cyber crime was launched from your computer, mm-hmm. and it shut down half of Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Or did you read about, the eastern half of the United States telecommunication going down or whatever, or some breach at AT&T or whatever, and they say, we think that was launched from your computer. Mm-hmm. What do you know about that?
Right.
You know nothing about it. They just use your computer as a zombie.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned, it is so easy to protect yourself, and it is so inexpensive to protect yourself that it's just foolish not to do it. If you're running a business from your home computer, your business can pay for it. Hopefully you're making money, and you've got enough. If not, take it out of your own pocket. Just make sure.
McAfee.com, M-A-C-A-F-E-E.com, Norton.com, two
mm-hmm.
companies that are the most prominent. I don't get a nickel for either one from either one of those guys. I'm not promoting them except to say that they both have good products that can help you. Now, Beverly, before we wrap up, one of the things, the last thing in the world you and I want to ever do is to scare the bejeebers out of people so that they don't get online, so they don't use the advantage of the Internet. You can't be a successful home-based business owner in the 21st century if you aren't rocking and rolling on the Internet.
That's right.
So it's just like we said earlier, airbags, seatbelts, insurance, drive carefully. That's what you do in your car, right?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing on the Internet,
do the
right?
same thing in your home-based business or any small business.
Yep.
Make sure that you're protected.
Yep. And I'll tell you, Beverly, those phishing scams, I got to tell you, I thought I'd seen everything. I thought I was immune to any kind of a test or a attempt to go and follow and click through on something, but I'm telling you they've sent me some stuff. I must be like their beta tester or something because they sent me stuff that I almost felt. I was almost compelled to click on it. If
mm-hmm.
I didn't know as much as I did about fishing and farming and that whole thing, I probably would have clicked on it. So I can see how. Somebody who's not, you know, who doesn't, who someone who actually has a life, Beverly, and you know, would use something like, would click through on something like,
right. And I think for people who want more information, the Internet is a wonderful source, along with your show and your website. But if you just simply do a search on any of the search engines for information, you'll get loads of it and help you understand how and why, and then do something about it.
Beverly Williams, ladies and gentlemen, put a .com on the end and you'll find her online. Thank you, Beverly. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
I'll be here.
Quick break. Right back with Rob Jolis right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.